Greetings, colleagues. First of all, a further apology for not being able to be there. I really wanted to participate in this, actually. I've read this article and it's fascinating on so many levels, and just the opportunity to do it has been really, really worthwhile for me. And credit Ben, honestly, it's really a brilliant idea, and I think we should persist with this. So I am particularly sorry to have missed it. Anyway, here's my summary of the article. It's Constraints to Changing Pedagogical Practices in Higher Education, an example from Japanese lesson study. It's by Demir Sutton-Brown and Zerniak, and it was published in July 2012 in the International Journal of Science Education. Essentially, what they did was they took six members of a higher education group who taught maths and science, extensive experience between them, and attempted to apply the Japanese lesson study approach to their little community of practice there. And what's particularly interesting about this is the number of issues that they had in the whole process, implementation, everything like that. And their conclusions are quite interesting. Essentially, I mean, this is a 30-page article, but essentially it deals with the context in quite some detail. It's a research university that they looked at that had issues identified with passivity among students and weaknesses in pedagogy. Then they go on to talk about, you know, the purpose of the study, which is essentially to address those points. And then there's quite an extensive literature review, which is very useful, and refers not only to lesson study, but also to HE pedagogy. I mean, actually, this is a really perfect article for HE and FE, which is why I found it so useful. Anyway, so they were looking for something that could be called professional development that wasn't what they were experienced in the past. Typical kinds of professional development that was done in the past. And one of the things that they criticise, actually, is peer observation, which interested me as well, because they say that there's no guarantees in peer observation that one teacher doesn't watch something bad and then replicate the bad. That's what they're saying, in essence. Or reinforce their own belief that didactic approach is the right way forward. So that made me sit up and think for a moment, because peer observation is always suggested as being a really positive way forward. And then there's a number of bits in that section on page 1713 that Patrick in particular, I think, should read about what is effective professional development. Anyway, they talk more about culture. They use the term privatised teaching. They don't mean it in a financial or sense. They mean it that the teachers go behind the door, they close the doors, and they get on with it in their own way. And there are many things that determine that approach. They talk at length about the process, and they say that you need to predict what's going to happen, you need to establish protocols, you need to work out how you're going to collect data, and then how the plenary is going to work, and what the ethics and values and all of that are in the way that people discuss with things with one another. And they say all that, and yet one of their conclusions is that one of the reasons it didn't work very well is because people didn't like having their authority or their subject expertise questioned, it felt. Anyway, it moves on to... goes into detail about the protocols, and then it talks at length about... research around these sorts of things and the research methods, the main one being the interview. There's an interesting table of who these people are, and their personalities come through quite well actually. And then in their findings they make a number of assertions, and these are quite interesting the way that they've expressed it. They talk about, let me just find the appropriate page, they talk about things that might seem obvious, but it's useful to have them in one place as it goes. teaching and learning context determines how active or passive the students can be. That's obvious. But the faculty members believe that their primary role is to deliver content through teacher-centred practices. That's what they're employed to do. And that that they were surprised that the students were so passive. And yet it seems that they're concluding here that it was their approach that was dictating the passivity. They also concluded that they didn't understand the lesson study thing very well, which led them to believe that part of the culture change has to be a greater immersion in the purpose and process of the lesson study and of what people can do with it when they're there. All of the participants admitted that they found the process valuable, but as I say, there were a number of negatives in what was actually experienced by the participants. But they did find it value. One found it value only in the sense that it reinforced that he was doing it the right way. And his pomposity does seem to come through in the article there. And but the others said, you know, that it was positive on their thinking about pedagogy. It's a lot more detailed than that. I hope I've given you a flavour of it. What really interested me actually was the stuff at the beginning, because it really did suggest an approach that we could take. And something, you know, something that really occurred to me when I was reading this is, you know, what kind of CPD do we have as teacher trainers beyond supporting one another, sharing ideas, you know, and reading? And I think really thinking about this and looking at this process, a lesson study has got to be the way forward. We do the learning walks, we pop in and out, we attend each other's courses and things like that. But if we just to formalise it a little bit and talk about pedagogy of teacher education and, you know, more about the curriculum, be more involved in discussing what this new curriculum is going to look like in terms of every, you know, week by week delivery, I think we could do a lot. So it prompted three questions that I was going to put to everybody at this session. First of all, what CPD have we had or do we get in this job role? Particularly about the pedagogy of teaching teachers. Secondly, what are the deficits in our, you know, in our pedagogy and our approach? What are they determined by? And then finally, is there any way that a lesson study could enhance our pedagogic approach and fill some of the gaps, some of the deficits that we might identify? So that's what I thought was particularly interesting. Like I say, the section on professional development, page 1713, has issues in it that are relevant for the whole professional development department and actually imply some very good ideas, I think, about ways that we might look a little bit more laterally at our overall provision, which, by the way, I think is excellent. Okay, so there you go. That's my summary. That's about 8.5 minutes. I'm sure that's more than enough. And if you've listened to the end, bravo to you lot. I'll see you all later.